Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Okay. So we are live. Okay. I hope the sound is okay today. All right. So today we finally resume classes. Yeah, we paused the Diamond Sutra class before Chinese New Year, and after Chinese New Year we resumed the SGC classes on Sunday at the Buddhist Library. But I decided to shift the Diamond Sutra class to a different timing and different time slot because my Sunday was getting to a bit to fill up. Yeah, and it was I think it's not so effective, yeah, for the class. So things are somewhat settled down now. You're getting into the weekly cycle. Yeah, so here we are. All right, so I'm going to now switch over to the, let me see. I'm using, as you can see, I'm using Zoom. So I'm going to have to, let me see, sort of get used to looking at a different screen. All right, so we stopped here previously. Yeah, so for those who are new to this series, this is a series on the Diamond Sutra. Yeah, we are somewhere in between now. So if you like to listen to or watch the earlier series, the earlier sessions or episodes, if you will, you can check out the Spiritual Group Cultivation Facebook page. Yeah, we have the past series archived. We also have it on YouTube. So depending on which one you are more familiar or used to watching this. All right. So without further ado, we're going to just continue. So we stopped here. And in the last lesson, we touched on we started on the text where my teacher explained the part of the divine eye. So we continue from there. Let me just do a quick check to see whether the audio is okay. Audio very good. Okay, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah. All right. 人间的人若修学坐禅，得到色界四禅，然后再修天眼，才能得天眼通。 So my teacher continues from the section on the divine eye. So in the Buddhist teaching, our senses, the eye, ears, nose, tongue, body, and the mind, being born a human, there are certain limitations. So for example, our eye, we can see what is in front, not behind. We can see near, but not too far away. We can see at a macro scale, but not at a micro scale. Yeah, of course, as I mentioned in the last lesson, a lot of these limitations have been overcome through technology. Yeah. And I think I mentioned in the last lesson about how, so while we overcome all these limitations of the senses through technology, have we overcome our defilements? Yeah. How do we make use of these abilities, yeah, to improve our life and others' life? And by improve, it means to have less agitation in our mind, to have peace of mind. Yeah. Or do we make use of this added ability through technology to just get things our way, you know, to assert our ego, ourself, and then to basically just get people out of our way. Is that how we use technology, or is that how we use our ability? Yeah. But so let's take a look at the text. Oh. So 人间的人, so referring to us human beings in the human realm. 若修学坐禅, yeah. So for those who are new, so 坐禅, the word 禅, oh, sorry, let me just erase that. You know that the highlighter is enabled. Okay, so 坐禅. So in the Sanskrit Pali term, this there's the original, the full term is chana, which would be which would sound like jhana, jhana. So in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, we transliterate into chana. And then we shorten it into Chan. And a bit of background, then language, culture, architecture, including religion, move across Asia. And from China went to Korea, Korea went to Japan. And then this word Chan eventually become what we know as Zen. So, and today when we say Chan, it it basically refers to the practice of Samatha, for the most part, Samatha, the practice of training our mind so that it can be quiet, free of discursive thoughts. It can be at the same time, it is alert, it is clear with awareness. So. 若修学坐禅, so generally when we say 坐禅 means to meditate. That means if we learn as a human, if we learn to meditate, and then what? 得到色界四禅, and we reach the point where we attain the a state, 色界, the form world for jhana. So this itself is referring to the four jhana, four rupa jhana. And this is basically the, let me just adjust the, this is actually quite thick. Okay, easier on the eye. Yeah, so the rupa refers to the form. Oh, so a bit of recap. We have the sensual desire realm, which is where we are, including the various states of the sensual desire realm, heaven, and then also the hungry ghosts, the animal realm, asuras, the hell realm, are all within the sensual desire realm, because this is what we are preoccupied with, that we crave. Beings in this realm crave for the sensual desire. Doesn't mean that we get sensual desire. Like for example, the hell realm beings, they don't get their sensual desire satisfied. Yeah, so deep craving for that. And then there's the form realm and formless realm. Yeah, so those who are reborn in the form world or form realm, they must have practiced meditation up to a high degree. And in this case, it's the four jhana. So first, second, third, fourth jhana. So, 然后再修神, 再修天眼. Yeah, so after you have attained the four jhanas, then you practice the, you cultivate the spiritual power of the divine eye. 才能得天眼通, then you are able to attain the spiritual power, or sometimes we call it the psychic power of the divine eye. So my teacher then goes on to give a bit of elaboration on the various aspects of this ability, whereby some are cultivated, some are not. So over here, 使得禅定, 未必有天眼。So just because you have jhana, it doesn't mean that you have the spiritual power of psychic vision or divine vision. Yeah. So there are those who think that once you have some level of concentration, you automatically have the psychic vision, spiritual power. That's not true. That's not true. So you need to further cultivate. Yeah. 欲界定，未到地定. So 连无色界是空定，都不能得天眼. So so here 欲界定. So there's a kind of concentration which is limited to the central desire realm. In other words, this concentration is still not free of the central desire. Yeah, so like human beings, almost simply by default, we have central desire to different degrees. And then as we meditate, then the central desire is tapered, yeah, or attenuated, yeah. But and then we have a bit of concentration, but maybe we are still not totally free of our craving for the senses, the first five senses, the sensual pleasure from the first five sensual. What we call what the Buddha called the five causes of sensual pleasure. So can still have concentration, but it's rather weak at this stage, easily lost. As my teacher often share with us, especially during the retreats, he says, yeah, you practice, and then you may attain the sensual desire concentration. Yeah, but that is very weak. The moment you go down the mountain, you go to do some grocery, then very quickly your concentration is gone. Then next, 未到地定. So this is what is sometimes translated as the excess concentration or the neighborhood concentration. Yeah, so literally 未到地定 means the concentration that has not reached the ground. Yeah, in this case, this refers to the first jhana. Refers to first jhana. It means you have not reached the first jhana. So, 连无色界是空定, even the four arupa jhana, the four formless concentration, what about all this concentration? 都不能得天眼通, so here it means that even if you attain the various kinds of concentration, without furthering cultivating the psychic vision, the divine eye, you don't automatically get it. You know? 有的阿罗汉没得色界四禅，也没有神通. Yeah, so according to the Agamas, it states that even the arahants, may not have the four form jhana, and may not have and also have no psychic powers, spiritual powers. 若得是 色界四禅，修神通的阿罗汉，必知佛、大菩萨和佛才有天眼通的。So it says, so my teacher says that for those arahants, if they were to attain the four jhanas, and then further cultivate spiritual powers, including the Pachika Buddha, the great Bodhisattvas, and the Buddha, then they have the spiritual power of psychic vision. So this is not a given, it's not a given. 人间有的人并没有得禅定，但是果报有点特别，类似天眼通。Yeah, so in the human realm, 人间, in the human realm，有的人并没有的禅定。So some people they didn't attain, yeah, they didn't attain the jhana or concentration. 但是果报有点特别，but the rebirth itself, is a bit special. Yeah, special in what way? 类似，类似 similar，类似天眼通。Yeah, so the rebirth comes with something different, yeah, something similar to the spiritual power of psychic vision, yeah, or divine eye. So 这是果报的天眼。So this is what? This is the divine eye due to the fruition rebirth, refruition result, no? Due to the fruition result. That means this is due to past karma, yeah. 能看见一般肉眼所不能见的事，and is able to see what is so what is usually not seen by our naked eye, our flesh eye. 但不是决定靠得住，but it is not totally dependable. Yeah, it's not definitely dependable. 也没有修得的天眼那么厉害 ，and it's not so powerful. Like the like those divine eye that is attained through cultivation, yeah. So, 肉眼的天眼，都是能看见色法。Yeah, so, sorry, 肉眼和天眼，肉眼和天眼。So our naked eye, our flesh eye, and the psychic vision or the divine vision, both are able to see physical things, you can 可以见色法，physical form, yeah. So 通常说的中阴身，唯天眼能看见，yeah. So then here we talk about something called the 中阴身，中阴身，this is what we call the intermediate body. So this is pertaining to the rebirth. Oh, this pertaining to the rebirth. So in various traditions, there is the teaching and belief that when a person pass away, then there will arise this intermediate state, yeah, an intermediate state, and this intermediate state would then traverse to take rebirth in another place. But not all Buddhist schools subscribe to this teaching. Yeah. However, there are like two suttas in the Pali Canon. Yeah, I'm not talking about the Chinese Mahayana Canon or the Tibetan scriptures. Yeah, we're talking about the Pali Canon. So there's one sutta where the Buddha, where someone asks whether there's a difference in being reborn in this place or that place. Yeah. Then the Buddha said, so the Buddha asked that person who asked this question to think of a certain city, then think of another city. Yeah. So then the person did, and the Buddha asked him, so how long does it take? They said, instantaneous. Yeah. So, or rather, that there's no gap in between. Yeah. So then the Buddha said, yeah, similarly, rebirth. But the moment you take rebirth, then you are just, you know. So some of these texts seem to imply that there's no gap. But then there's also a sutta where descriptions of those who are anagami, the third stage enlightened beings, when they take rebirth in the form world, then the text describe five different qualification, yeah, or categories of this anagami. And one of them is a person who is able to attain arahanthood before landing. Yeah, most of the loose translation, the translation would be attaining arahanthood before landing. Yeah, so there are those who interpret this as to say that, oh, well, it doesn't, it just means that spontaneously attain and then you take rebirth. But then by right, you sh the person shouldn't have taken attained Arahanthood in the present life. Yeah, because if you attain Arahanthood, then the moment you pass away, then you will enter Parinibbana. So it must be after you die, right? So we have to agree on that. Yeah, because if not, then you're basically Arahant already. So, and you wouldn't take rebirth, right? So it must be after. So is there a time gap between after taking rebirth and then being reborn? If there's no time gap, then it must be upon landing. Yeah, it cannot be before landing. That means before rebirth. So so this sutta seems to allude to the presence of an intermediate state. Yeah. My teacher also shared that there is a sutta that talk about how there was a person who was en route to be reborn in one of the heavenly realm, and then halfway through encountered certain sights, and as a result, sensual desire arise in that person, and then was unable to take rebirth in that higher state, and then got reborn in the lower state instead. Yeah. So that seemed to imply an intermediate body also. So, but that's a totally different discussion here. Mm. But here, let's assume first, okay, that there is this intermediate body, oh, and then see what my teacher is highlighting here. So, 通常说的中阴身, so what is commonly described as the intermediate body, yeah, in the Tibetan tradition, I think it's called the Bado state. So, 唯一天眼能看见, that this intermediate body, only those with psychic vision is able to see. Yeah. So, 肉眼不得见. So our normal human eye cannot see. So this intermediate body is different from being reborn as a ghost realm. Yeah. There's a lot of while we use similar terms. Yeah. And a lot of the Chinese beliefs of the different realms are heavily influenced by the different religion that exists in China, and that includes Buddhism, right? But sometimes the definition or the understanding itself actually is hazy, yeah. And so many people think that after dying we must be reborn as after dying we become a ghost first, then after that we take rebirth, which is quite commonly portrayed in many movies and perhaps even books, yeah. But according to what the Buddha observed, ghost is hungry ghost or ghost spirits. That is a separate realm already, yeah. So if a person were to appear as a ghost, that means the person is already reborn. Yeah? Not that the person is a reborn is in a ghost. Not that the ghost come out of us. Okay, yeah. And then wait for rebirth. No, yeah. If you become a ghost, you are already reborn. Yeah. So, so here it's not talking about ghosts. Here it's talking about the intermediate state. Oh, 所以人死了以后，有天眼通的人能看见他的中阴身得果报处. Yeah. So my teacher explains that. So as a result, when a person has passed away, those with the psychic vision, the spiritual power, psychic vision, is able to see. Yeah, see what? 能看见他的中阴身的果报处. Yeah, so he's able to see where that intermediate body is going to take rebirth. Can see that. Yeah, so so then 他到天上去了. So he has gone to the heavenly realm. Yeah. Oh, 他又来人间做人了. He has come back to the human realm and to be a human again. Yeah. 或者他做条毒蛇, 或者到地狱去了. Yeah. Or maybe this person has taken rebirth as a poisonous snake, or has taken rebirth in hell. Yeah. 若没得天眼通是不知道的. Yeah. If one has not attained the psychic vision, yeah, the spirit, the divine eye, one is not able to know this. So next, 慧眼, 就是智慧. So the wisdom eye, yeah, wisdom eye. So this is referring to wisdom, of course. So 指阿罗汉能观见色受想行识，眼耳鼻舌身意，乃至山河大地，都是刹那刹那无常生灭变化，无我我所毕竟空的道理。So this is referring to wisdom. 指阿罗汉能观见色受想行识，眼耳鼻舌身意。So it refers to how an Arahant, 阿罗汉。So this is, and interestingly, Arahant itself is actually the Pali, the Sanskrit is actually Arahat. So that an Arahant, basically the fourth stage enlightened being, and then 观见色受想行识, that he is able to observe, able to see form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. So this is none other than the five aggregates. And yena bisa sani. So this is the sixth sense space. And the sixth sense space would be linked to the form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and the phenomena. And that corresponds to everything that we interact with, including what's in our mind. So 乃至山河大地, up to the physical world, including the mountain, the rivers, the great earth, including the very screen that you're looking at. What about them? What is it that the Arahant is able to observe? 都是刹那刹那无常生灭变化. That the Arahants are able to what? Observe, with wisdom. So this is not using Sakya vision, this is the wisdom eye. Through wisdom, the Arahant is able to see that all this are chana chana, momentary, arising and ceasing, and is transient, changing. And hence, wo wo so, there's no self and no mind, nothing that is mind. Nothing belonging to the self because there's no self. So this is so this part for some who are new to Buddhism can be a bit like perplexing, like one that no self, no I, no soul. So instead of just jumping in to understand this, we can very simply ask ourselves, what does it mean by I? Is I something that's permanent or impermanent? Is it something that is lasting from the past to the future? And does it not change or change? By investigating that, then you may have an answer whether there's self or no self. We have gone through this many times, so I'm going to leave this as an exercise for those who are new. For those who have been attending, it's good to do this reflection as well. In fact, it's important to do this reflection. So, 毕竟空的道理, that is ultimately all empty in nature. So here, 空, and we usually translate as empty. The Sanskrit word is sunyata. Sunyata. So it doesn't mean that there's nothing there. It just means that there's no inherentness, no inherent nature. So Arahants with wisdom is able to see these principles, that everything, all the physicality and so on, including our mental constructs, they are all momentarily changing, arising, ceasing, arising, ceasing. There's no permanent essence that you can call my, me, or myself. It's all empty in nature. So 若听闻金刚般若经, so if one were to listen to the teachings, listen to the perfection, the diamond wisdom sutra, Jing Gang Bo Ro Jing, so in other words, this sutra, the diamond sutra, 学习大般若经, or you learn the Mahaprajnaparamita Sutra, the great wisdom sutra, and then what? The Arahant Tao, And then as a result, you attain to arahanthood. That means you attain arahanthood. Yeah, become an arahant. 那就能看见一切法都是毕竟空的道理。 Then you are able to see the principle. Yeah, the principle that all phenomena are ultimately completely empty in nature. Yeah. So fa yin, yeah, so that is the wisdom eye. Next is the dharma eye. Yeah. So what is it? 也是智慧. Yeah, it is also wisdom. Yeah. 就是能通达一切法缘起道理的智慧. So it is referring to the wisdom that is able to penetrate into the dependent arising principle of all phenomena. Yeah, 一切法缘起的道理, 缘起道理的智慧. So this 缘起, so dependent arising. So the 法眼的人 也具足慧眼. Those who have the Dharma eye also have the wisdom eye. But it's not a separate physical eye. Ah. So it's actually, in a way, like a, how do I put it? And you can say that it's kind of like a metaphor. You know, kind of like a metaphor. So, 而且法眼能通达无量无边的佛法. And further, the Dharma eye is able to penetrate into the immeasurable, boundless Buddha Dharma. 还能通达众生的根性, and able to penetrate into the affinity, the roots, yeah, the nature of sentient beings. Yeah, how this sentient being is like this or like that. Yeah, like what? 不论是立根、顿根, yeah, regardless of whether the sentient being is of the sharp faculty or the dull faculty. Yeah. Of course, so it basically means that this person has a lot of wholesome roots, yeah, sharp faculty. So you teach the person a lot of teachings, a person can retain it, can understand, and very swiftly can penetrate. Yeah. And dull faculty, you teach a little bit, cannot remember. And whatever they can remember, cannot understand. And even if understand, cannot penetrate. very dull. So 有业障没有业障, or maybe this sentient being have karmic obstacle or no karmic obstacle. Yeah. So 这些事都能看到. Yeah. So those with the Dharma eye encompass this ability. Yeah. Able to see the state of sentient beings. 并能够随其所应, 劝说佛法. And further is able to what? To give teachings according to what is needed. Yeah. According to the needs of the sentient being. Oh, let me just address this a little bit. Yeah, so 随顺众生的根性所合适的, yeah, 宣说那样的佛法来利益众生. So he's able to give teachings that is suitable to the inclination and affinity of sentient beings, in order to benefit them. Mm. I find this part of a teaching very inspiring and serve as a very important reminder for myself and perhaps for all of us. In that when we give teachings or when we share the Dharma, what is our intent? Yeah, what is our intent? Is it to show people how much Dharma we know? Yeah, is it to impress people about our Dharma knowledge? Or perhaps it is to win an argument. That's why we share the Dharma. Yeah, to defeat people. Yeah, or is it to impress people, to get people to think we are so smart? Yeah, or what? Or is it because by sharing this part of the Dharma, that person can benefit? Yeah. What is our intent? And from the Buddha's example, the Bodhisattvas, the Arahants' examples and teachings, we learn that the right intent, the right motive, so to speak, should be to benefit sentient beings. Now, sometimes lay people, the students would wonder, like, but I'm not giving Dharma teachings. This is not applicable to me. It's not true. This attitude applies to sharing of Dharma. It applies to the way we speak as well. Yeah. Are we speaking to benefit others or simply to assert ourselves? Yeah, is it simply to assert ourselves? What is the purpose? So, 虽然说那样的佛法来利益众生, yeah, so according to what is needed, then we teach accordingly. Similarly, if we want to share Dharma with others, then we should share what is needed by that person. Yeah. So not because we want to share, not because we want to convert them into as a Buddhist. In Buddhism, there's no such an attitude to want to go and convert people. Yeah. As I often share with others, if there's one kind of conversion in Buddhism, it is to help people convert themselves from greed, hatred, delusion to love, compassion, and wisdom. Yeah, from harmfulness to non-harmfulness, from unwholesome to wholesomeness. This is the only conversion Buddhism is interested in. Yeah. Having one more person's claim to be of a certain religion, yeah, even Buddhism, doesn't make this world a better place. But if we can imagine, sometimes I ever had this thought, regardless of whatever religion we have, right? Imagine if the whole world, everybody, were to decide, let's commit to just one thing. Let's say, just for one day, let's not harm each other. Yeah. Let's not kill each other or any sentient beings for that matter. Can you imagine? Just one day. And yet, throughout history, we haven't even achieved that, you know? Yeah. No religion has achieved that. No society has achieved that. Yeah. Even the Buddha was not able to achieve that. Yeah. In Buddhism, Buddhism is a very interesting religion. The Buddha never claimed to be all-powerful. Yeah. And in fact, he explicitly stated, you know, 佛度有缘人, that the Buddha can only help liberate sentient beings who have the conditions. Yeah. So I sometimes wonder, all these attempts to, you know, convert, yeah, try to change people's faith into your own faith. What is our intent? Yeah, what is our intent? Is it to benefit people? Yeah, but in the process, if we create more strife, more disharmony, then to what end, you know? Yeah. To what end? Yeah, we are creating hell on earth really. Amitabha. Okay. So, 能通达三乘佛法,教化三乘众生,有这样的功能, 就名为法也. Yeah, so, here, my teacher lists out some criteria. Yeah, 能通达三乘佛法. Yeah, so, those who are able to penetrate into the Buddha Dharma, the teachings, yeah, found in the three vehicles. What are the three vehicles? The three vehicles are Savaka, Pacheka, and Bodhisattva. So this is found in the Lotus Sutra. So this has scriptural basis, and the three differ in terms of the resultant fruit. Yeah. So then it matches the concept of vehicle. The vehicle reach a destination. Yeah. So these are in a way three different destinations. Yeah. The Savaka vehicle, then you attain Arahanthood. Yeah. Pacheka vehicle, you attain Pacheka Buddhahood. And Bodhisattva vehicle, you attain Buddhahood. And of course in the Lotus Sutra, then it says actually all this ultimately help you attain Buddhahood. Just at different stages. No? So if a person is able to penetrate into the teachings of all this vehicle, yeah, 教化三乘众生 is able to teach and transform the sentient beings of these three vehicles. Yeah, this is something very interesting. I often share that the Mahayana tradition, yeah, Mahayana, roughly we say the great vehicle. I don't know how our forefathers, yeah, the early masters, how they look at this or how they feel about it. Yeah, but for me, the Maha here, the great, is oftentimes interpreted as a self-lauding, you know, self-lauding kind of expression. Oh, call yourself great. Yeah, but I see this as that you have a great responsibility. That there are tongse san chen, that you must encompass the three vehicles. That means not just teach people to become a bodhisattva. If a person has the affinity towards arahanthood, then you must teach the person how to become an arahant. If a person has affinity to become a pachika buddha, to attain pachika buddhahood, has this aspiration, this affinity, this wish, this goal, you must teach the person this. Yeah. And if a person has the propensity to tread the bodhisattva path, then you should guide this person in this way. Yeah, then this is Mahayana. Yeah. So sometimes I find it very interesting that there's even this question of a conflict. We're supposed to support each other. Anyway, yeah, recently we have this International Buddhist Conference, right? Yeah, it's wonderful to see all the speakers from different traditions, different countries, different lineages come together to share. Yeah, hope that there are more of such programs. Yeah, but unfortunately, due to the time limitations, we really have like a lot of speakers. Like I think it was the most number of speakers I've ever seen in any conference. Yeah, so I felt it was a privilege to be among the panelists. Hopefully in future, we can have more of such interactions and dialogues, and perhaps even I always have this thought that the best way for interfaith dialogue or intra-faith dialogue, that means within the religion, is, let's say, like I'm from the Chinese Mahayana tradition, to say that, oh, I respect other lineages. Anyone can say that. Yeah. So we should have a conference where Chinese Mahayana, when they give the talk, it must be based on, let's say, Theravadan teaching, yeah, or Tibetan teachings, or let's say from the Japanese Buddhism tradition. Yeah. And then the Tibetan venerable don't just cite the Lamrim, yeah. Must cite from other sutras that is not commonly found in the Tibetan tradition. And then Theravadan venerable to cite from other traditions. Then I think that there's really that mutual understanding, deeper. I feel that maybe this is something we can explore, deeper exploration of the cross-boundary understanding. So, 教化三乘众生, 有这样的功能, 就名为法眼. So, those who can do this, then you consider you have the Dhamma eye. Considered to have the Dhamma eye. 佛眼是圆满通达诸法实相. So, then the last is the Buddha eye. Yeah, Buddha eye. So what is Buddha eye? 是圆满通达诸法实相. Yeah, so is having the ability to penetrate completely. Yeah, not partially, but to perfection in a way. Yeah, 圆满, completely. So completely what? to completely see the true nature, the ultimate reality of all phenomena, thoroughly, completely. Oh. So who has this? Of course, Buddha has it. Wei Fo Yu Fo Nai Neng Jiu Jing Zhu Fa Shi Xiang. Yeah, so limited to Buddhas and Buddhas. Yeah, among the Buddhas, they all have this ability. What ability? Nai Neng Jiu Jing Zhu Fa Shi Xiang. They are able to penetrate into the ultimate reality of all phenomena completely. Yeah, completely. 佛言的境界是其余的众生所不能及. Yeah, so the Buddha eyes, the feet, the state of the Buddha eye, yeah, the boundaries, the scope, the field of the Buddha eye is something that all other sentient beings are not able to parallel. Yeah. So 这样说, 共有两个解释. So here we can say that there are two kinds of explanation. 第一, 一般地面上的众生有肉眼. So the firstly, that the sentient beings that is earthbound, yeah, or groundbound, that's the physical eye, the what you call it, the raw eye, huh? So 天上的人有天眼, and then the heavenly realms, the beings in the heavenly realms, they have the divine eye, the second vision. 阿罗汉有慧眼, and then the arahants, they have wisdom eye. The 菩萨有法眼, and then the bodhisattvas, they have the dharma eye. So that's why just now I mentioned, right? If you are a Buddhist, if you say that you are Mahayana, that means bodhisattva, then you must encompass all three vehicles. Yeah. So hence, 菩萨有法眼. Of course, it doesn't mean just because you practice Mahayana Buddhism, you are able to do it on day one. Cannot. But you must see that as meaningful. Yeah. Yeah. That is what you aspire to. Yeah. You shouldn't be opposed to it. Say, no, I only teach this. No, cannot. Yeah. 佛有佛眼. And then the Buddha has Buddha eye. So this is one way of looking at it. Yeah. So each of the categories are separate. So the second, 佛具足无眼. The second is that the Buddha encompasses all five. In other words, it has the physical eye, it has the divine eye, it has the wisdom eye, dharma eye, and the Buddha eye. So 菩萨具足肉眼、天眼、慧眼、法眼. Yeah, then the bodhisattva has the physical eye, the divine eye, the wisdom eye, and the dharma eye, only four. And the arahant has physical eye, the divine eye, and the wisdom eye, so three. 凡夫都不具足佛眼、慧眼、法眼、天眼，或者有肉眼，或者能有天眼，但还不是圣人. Yeah, so, but for unenlightened beings, then they don't have the Buddha eye, the wisdom eye, the Dharma eye, yeah, and including the psychic vision, the heavenly eye, the divine eye. But the heavenly divine eye, then that has some elaboration. 或者有肉眼, 或者能有天眼, yeah, all have the and of course have the physical eye, the flesh, yeah, the raw vision, the raw eye, yeah. 或者能有天眼, or maybe the unenlightened being have the divine eye as well, yeah. 但不是圣人. But even if you have the divine eye, you are still not enlightened, not considered to be enlightened. So, 无眼中的差别, 肉眼和天眼都是地水火风, 这个紫珠, 这个, 物质组织成的, 都是地水火风, 物质组织成的. So, as far as the physical eye, and more correctly, I keep on saying physical. Yeah, actually the direct translation, this is, of course, we know this is flesh, yeah. Literally means flesh eye, but it's basically the physical eye. Physical eye or the heavenly eye, yeah，都是地水火风物质组织成的。These two categories of eyes are basically comprising earth, water, fire, wind, the four great elements. Oh, so this is basically the four elements. So comprising physicality, coming together. So 能看见色法，so it's able to see physical things. 慧眼、法眼、佛眼是属于智慧，So here, before I continue, so it says that the flesh eye and the divine eye can see physical things, But between the two earlier, we have mentioned that there is a distinction, in terms of ability. Then next, 慧眼、法眼、佛眼，so the wisdom eye, the Dharma eye, and the Buddha eye, this is belonging to wisdom, 不是由物质组成，so it doesn't consist of physicality，而且一定是先得慧眼，而后得法眼，and further, you must first attain the wisdom eye before you attain the Dharma eye. It's in that sequence. 慧眼能见诸法毕竟空。So the wisdom eye is able to see that, see how all phenomena is ultimately empty. It's completely empty. Without remainder, everything. So 能断除见烦恼爱烦恼，is able to eradicate the taints, the defilements of the view. And is able to eradicate the defilements pertaining to craving, views and craving, these two broad categories. 是得阿罗汉道以上的境界。So that is the state of one who has attained Arahanthood and above. 法眼是观察一切世俗谛缘起的境界。So the Dharma eye is what? Is observing all the conventional dependent arising states. All the different states that is due to conditions that are conditionally arising. And it's able to observe thoroughly all these states. 因为先得慧眼，所以法眼所见一切法缘起法的境界不颠倒转。So because of the prior attainment of the wisdom eye, through the Dharma eye, observing all the dependent arising phenomena, all this object field, the different states, because of the prior wisdom eye, then through the Dharma eye, observing all the dependent arising states, the person do not arise this distorted perception. A distorted perception doesn't arise. 不会有错误，there's no error，no mistakes. 这是说佛具足无眼，so this is saying that the Buddha, that's to say that the Buddha com encompass has all these five eyes，也表示佛具足无量无边的智慧。It also means that the Buddha has what call that? The Buddha has the immeasurable, boundless wisdom, 无所缺少，there's nothing lacking. So it's 8:30 now. How? 8:30. Let's see. 我讲个故事。My teacher is going to tell a story. Let me see how long this story is. If it's too long, maybe the next time we can talk about this. Oh, okay, up to this point. Up to this point. Let me see. Below this is the next section already. Okay, I think we can cover this story. 我讲个故事，So my teacher says I'll tell a story。有一个很贫苦的人 So there's this person who is very poor, extreme poverty, or very impoverished, or very poor, basically. 他的太太长得很美, his wife is very beautiful, So 结婚以后生个女儿也很美. So after getting married, they give birth to a daughter who is also very beautiful, very pretty. So 但是不久她死了. But not long after that, he passed away. So this person, 死后投身在大海边, 为大鸟. After dying, he's reborn, at the beach as a great bird. 虽然做了大鸟, 还想念这个女儿, although he has been reborn as a big bird, but he's still pining for his daughter. 他知道女儿生活很困难, 就在夜间从海里拿一个宝, 放在他女儿的门后边. So he knows that the daughter's living is facing difficulties in her life. So what did he do? 就在夜间从海里拿一个宝. So then this man being reborn as a bird, so he went to he retrieved a treasure from the ocean, and then do what? Then he 放在他女儿的门后边. So he left it behind the door. 他女儿早晨起来, 开门一看, 哎呀, 这里有一个宝珠. So his daughter in the morning when she wake up, opening the door, exclaimed, "Aya, that is a treasure pearl. That's a precious pearl." 宝珠 should be precious pearl. So that's a precious pearl. So 就拿回来了, 心想怎么回事呢? She brought it back, and then she thought, "Ah, what's happening? 肉眼就是这样." 不知道是怎么回事, so that's the limitation of the physical eye. The physical eye is like that. You don't know what's happening. 当然也还正常的生活, but of course she still live his life normally. 第二天早上起来开门, that's next day when he wake up, she opened the door, 又有个宝在那里. Again, there's another treasure. 又拿回去了. Again, she brought it back. 就这样几天, 心里感觉很奇怪. So this happened in the same way for a few days. And then in her mind, she started to feel a bit odd. Of course, I think anyone would feel odd. Imagine you, after this class, then you go and open the door. Hey, there's a pearl. 这时候,这天不睡觉, 躲藏在门旁边看, So as a result, that day she didn't sleep, so she hide behind the door, at the side to observe. 天还没有光以前看见一只大鸟飞来, so又放一个宝在那里, so before daybreak, she saw this huge bird, this big bird, fly over and then place the treasure there. 是这么回事情. She realized, oh, so this is how it happened. 她把这个宝又拿回到房里面, 也就发财了. So she brought back the pearl and then she can become rich. So 她心想,这只大鸟天天送宝来,要把它抓住. Oh my goodness. So the daughter have this thought, this big bird sends treasure every day. We should catch it. 所以就弄个大网. So she created a big net. This is so sad. The poor father pin for her, so bring treasure for the daughter. The daughter doesn't know that that's the father and want to catch the father. So 等这只鸟 一落下来, 要抓住他, yeah, so she created this, so she got prepared this big net, and the moment the bird lands, she's going to catch it. So 第二天, the next day, 果然, 鸟又飞来了, yeah, and sure enough, the bird has flown over. 这只鸟不是傻子, so this bird is not stupid. 站在那里一看, 他想抓我, so the bird observed and he saw, ah, she wants to catch me. 回头就飞了, yeah, so quickly the bird turned around and flew off. 从那以后再也不送宝, from then on, never deliver any more treasure. So if the story stopped here, then we should know that, number one, don't be so greedy. This is like the golden goose story, right? Yeah, the goose and the farmer, that story, right? Yeah, but to me, the underlying message is, with our raw eye, our physical eye, we are quite foolish. And it leads to tragedy like this. Yeah, sometimes people who the way people treat us, we only see the surface. And then we think it's good, we spend.